On a recent visit to a furniture store, Weekend Edition essayist Mike Fish thought that he might get a bargain because some new things looked old.
So I said to the sales guy, maybe you could give us a discount? See these holes in the wood? He explained very slowly, as though we were talking to a moron, that the holes were put there on purpose to make the dresser look old. It's called antiquing, he says, making a new thing look old on purpose. Now I'm wondering if all those old photos and 1920s-looking tennis rackets on the walls at chain restaurants like Friday's are actually new products that have been antiqued. The PR guy at Friday's won't tell me where the replicas are made. I assume the same will be true if I call the chain that makes those fake antiques for simulated old Irish pubs. So I start thinking, maybe there's a factory with a name like Instantiques. Inside, they have people working minimum wage to scrape a false past into picture frames, rackets, and family photos. An employee at Instantiques has to manufacture 50,000 years of faux dust and faux scratches before she can retire. I envision a manager at Instantiques figuring out how to make a new photo appear to be from the 1930s, to simulate 7 decades of wear. He thinks of a man taking his wife's photo from his wallet, putting the photo back in the same spot over and over during the course of a lifetime. The manager begins to take notes on a yellow pad. The wallet, he writes, will eventually curve the bottom third of the photograph. He starts thinking about his own wife, 30 years of marriage. The curve he's making in the photograph to simulate a wallet's curve makes him suddenly aware that making love to his wife is no longer like the crash of an ocean wave. Now it's like staring into the sea. There's a guy who just started working at the factory. First day, they've given him an ice pick to make holes in the corner of a wooden trunk. It's got to look like salt and moisture ate up part of that wood, says the manager. After work, the guy tells his wife, I made holes in a trunk today. Then I covered it with dirt so it looked like a family had gone traveling with it a bunch of times. I had to scratch the shellac with a sander. I spent an entire day trying to make it look like that trunk actually belonged to somebody. It's kind of weird, don't you think? Not having enough time to let a thing get old by itself? His wife nods in agreement. People like new things in America, she says. We want even our old things to be new.
Mike Fish is a regular contributor to our program.